The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Weekday evenings on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. It's 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. Host Daryl Wood brings you the day's news and trending topics as only he can, with a unique blend of conservative opinion, constitutionalism, and thought-provoking analysis. Join the conversation. 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. A daily look at the news in a way you won't hear anywhere else. Tune in to 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. Or stream at patriotdetroit.com.
You are in what part of the country?
Southwest Colorado.
Wonderful. How are you picking us up?
Oh, I stream you guys on my iPhone every day.
Fantastic.
I am a resident of Sterling Heights, but I frequently come to Southwest Colorado.
I am just thrilled to be hearing from you out there in Colorado. Continue to listen, tune in again, and call at your earliest convenience. Godspeed.
Run to Win with Daryl Wood, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. on Faith Talk Detroit.
Run to Win.
It's a beautiful day to march for life, isn't it?
The Daryl Wood Show.
Oh, Daryl, thank you so much. I'll zone you every day.
Where we talk about religion.
Be what God wants you to be, and you will be what America needs.
You don't have to be a Christian to see the evidence of design, but I happen to be a Christian. The identity of the designer is clearly the God of the Bible.
Don't make me start preaching up here.
Politics.
Even if Israel has to stand alone, Israel will stand.
And everything in between.
Christians need to become, once again, the force with which to be reckoned in this country. We are not going gently into the good night where we are silenced and marginalized in the public square.
You're like the Paul Revere of Christianity, you know that?
Good work, and God is with you.
Engage.
Go and throttle up.
Dial that number and join the conversation on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. On the air now for the first of 2 hours of news talk from both Christian and conservative perspectives. Feel free to join the conversation by dialing that number you hear often on this program, 866-423-9578. Don't worry, if you missed it, we'll give it out again. Plenty of times in order for you to get it. Show's official observer, Luke Hammett, manning the controls, flying the ship, and keeping us aloft this afternoon. He will also be screening your calls. 866-423-9578. Lots to keep track of, make you aware of, and give you some details about. We'll talk about as much of it as we possibly can as we move through the program this afternoon. We also want to remind you of a couple of other things. You can still contribute to our Day of Hope partner, Hope Heart for Lebanon. Heart for Lebanon is doing a great work in the Bekaa Valley and southern Lebanon, where we have one of the biggest refugee crises in the world still ongoing. Just because the news cameras and the editorial pages aren't focusing on this crisis doesn't mean that this is a situation that God wants us as people of faith, people of love and charity, to ignore. That's why we're asking you to join us and our Day of Hope partner, Heart for Lebanon, before the end of this month and make the very best gift you can, the very best investment. The investment that we're asking you to consider is $116. $116 will help a child and a family with food for 4 months and survival essentials, as well as the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We will provide for them the kinds of classes where they can learn. We will provide for them the kind of shelter that will keep them from being exposed. We will provide for them the kind of community that will prevent them from becoming victims of things like human trafficking, drug trafficking, and the like. All of this and so much more. Most especially the evangelization of this refugee population is taking place with regard to the efforts of Heart for Lebanon. $116 supports a family for 4 months. And you can, if you should decide to do so, support a family for even longer than that. You could do it for $29 a month and become part of the Hope Provider team. You'll be blessing a family and helping a child and that family month after month. Just let the operator, the representative of Heart for Lebanon, know that that's what you want to do should you decide or be led of God to do so. Whatever you do, would you please do it as quickly as you possibly can? The time is running out, and we need to raise about $1,500 more dollars. $1,500 more dollars. Now, if you're out there and you can write the check, thank God for you. Do what the Lord tells you to do and do it quickly. If there are 10 of you out there who could do a $150 gift, that would be fantastic. 20 of you doing about $75, that'd be wonderful. But whatever you can do, do it today if at all possible. Here's the number you dial to make the very best contribution you can to Heart for Lebanon, our Day of Hope partner on Run to Win the Darryl Wood Show this month. 888-762-9984. Once again, 888-762-9984. That's 9984. And of course, you can check out the Heart for Lebanon page, the gift page, on our website, faithtalkdetroit.com. Get to faithtalkdetroit.com. Click the Heart for Lebanon banner at the top of the page. It will open a secured page. Plenty of people have given at that link already. And we need to hear from many more of you to reach our goal of about $1,500 more dollars. So if you can do that today, either online or by phone, we appreciate your help. Once again, faithtalkdetroit.com. Click the Heart for Lebanon banner or 888-762-9984. Thank you in advance for your support. We'd also like to make you aware of a very special event that's coming up. It's the Faith Talk Detroit event where we are hosting Dr. Daniel Huerta. It's a positive parenting seminar. And this event featuring Dr. Daniel Huerta, Vice President of Parenting and Youth at Focus on the Family, will also highlight his book, Seven Traits of Effective Parenting. Seven Traits of Effective Parenting. That takes place on Friday, September 16th at Heritage Church in Sterling Heights. The event will also feature discussion and performance from Christian music artist Rebecca St. James. Tickets on sale right now through faithtalkdetroit.com. That's right. Get over to faithtalkdetroit.com and you can purchase the general admission ticket for $14.99. You can purchase a family four-pack for $50 for this great event. Seven Traits of Effective Parenting provides resources to help you become the parent God is calling you to be. Purchase those tickets again at faithtalkdetroit.com. In the meantime, folks, feel free to dial in as you hear me discussing something that may, in effect, pique your interest. And as that is the case, you are welcome to call whether you agree or disagree with something that you are hearing me say on the program today. Does not matter. All that matters is that you have checked your facts, checked your premises, and, of course, have then decided to make your call. And if you're going to talk about what you heard someone else say, I always prefer that you offer attribution. Now, that's a word we used in the journalism world when I was a reporter. And that meant that if you were attributing a fact or a figure, a stat, or whatever the case may be, you need to identify the source attribution of that information. 866-423-9578. Because, you know, we don't like to deal in hearsay here. It's kind of difficult not to do it sometimes. People call and say, you know, I heard blah, blah, blah. But if you're going to offer as an authoritative opinion something you heard someone say, then tell us who that person is. Tell us what that source is. Thank you. 866 800-423-9578. It's one of the ways we keep you honest, you keep me honest, and we are the best informed audience in talk radio. 866-423-9578. Make no mistake about it, we are talking about talk radio. It's news talk, cutting right through your Christian Teach Talk day. 866-423-9578. And glad to be doing so. A number of things that we're keeping an eye on for you, including the shift, if you will, from a lot of this talk about COVID-19, its ill effects, and a lot of the changes that are now taking place as a result. And there are changes taking place as a result. And anybody here, and I did mention it in summary fashion yesterday on this program, CDC's changing its guidelines, especially for things like isolation if you're exposed to the virus. A change. In addition to that, the focus seems to be shifting, if only gradually, from COVID-19 to more talk about, you know, monkeypox. 866-423-9578. I've talked about it before on the program. We'll mention it slightly again today as it affects, yeah, an event right here in our area. 866-423-9578. Additionally, I want to give you a few more details on a decision that was made in one country with regard to the vaccinations relative to COVID-19, even though they're now trying to push people into getting vaccinated for monkeypox. There's still talk about getting people, particularly children, vaccinated for COVID-19. Well, in Denmark, they have outlawed COVID-19 vaccination, outlawed it for anyone 18 years of age and younger. Why do you think that is? 866-423-9578. And we hear from the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, that there's a shakeup coming to the CDC. A shakeup. She's talking about a shakeup because of all of the mixed messages and bad information that seemed to flow out of the CDC during the COVID-19 pandemic, and more specifically during the so-called lockdown. 866-423-9578. Will that do us any good with regard to future medical and epidemic or even pandemic emergencies? I'm not really sure. I don't know. 866-423-9578, but I'll give you some idea what it is they're talking about at this particular point in time. In the political universe, there has been a bit of a tectonic shift as the Trump-endorsed candidate in Wyoming last night beat the sitting incumbent, Liz Cheney, and the media are going nuts. They're making a very big deal out of this because, you know, they love a Republican who claims to be a conservative when that individual turns on her own party or his own party. And that's definitely the case where Liz Cheney is concerned, and the media have been celebrating her for it, uplifting her January 6th Commission television show. And make no mistake about it, it's a television show because it has no credibility as anything that's supposed to be approximating a legal congressional hearing. It is not. It is a lopsided partisan affair that is doing little more than pushing forward a liberal agenda. 866-423-9578. Dial that number. Join the conversation on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. Liberal agenda, false narrative, all of it mixed up in that television show. That did not do Liz Cheney much good because she went down in flames in Wyoming to the challenger last night. We'll talk a little bit more about it as we move through the program today. A lot of interesting things getting said around that particular political event. Additionally, the other rhino on that January 6th committee, Adam Kinzinger. Mr. Kinzinger appeared on TV the other day talking about how Liz Cheney's a great person. He's enjoyed working with her. And even though her political fate seemed to be shifting, According to Adam, who styles himself a Christian, Liz Cheney is now dedicated, even though she may be leaving political office, she's dedicated to chasing Donald Trump. And here we go again, chasing Donald Trump to the, as he said, quote, gates of hell, end quote. He appeared on the Alex Wagner MSNBC program to say that even members of his own family have begun dissing him. Dissing him is the colloquial term, slang term, if you will, saying that they are disappointed in him because of his stepping away from traditional Republican Party politics to attack Donald Trump in particular. As such, they wrote a note to him telling him how disappointed. Some of his family members wrote this note to him telling him how disappointed they are in him for doing so. He wraps it all in a mantle of religiosity as he goes from being criticized by his family to attacking pastors he says are supporting the kind of tribalism that supports Donald Trump. What is wrong with these people? 866-423-9578. You say, Darryl, I don't even understand what you're saying. I can barely understand it myself, folks, but you'll hear it in the moments ahead. 866-423-9578. I think it has something to do with Trump derangement syndrome, which I believe is all too real. 866-423-9578. We understand the president having returned to Washington, D.C. and put his signature to that massive inflation reduction bill is also remaining apart from his wife, who has caught COVID-19. We talked about that before the other day on the program as well. I guess Joe Biden's going to go back to his vacation. The president has spent a record 150 days at home as president of the United States. I wasn't aware you could take that much time off to go home when you're the leader of the free world. 866-423-9578. And hopefully we'll get around to that war of words being thrown or back and forth, I guess you could say, thrown back and forth between the governor of Texas and the mayor of New York City over the immigration situation. Immigration situation being those illegals crossing the border into Texas and a couple of other border states are being bused into New York, into Washington, D.C., and other parts of the country. There are evangelical leaders, so-called, now calling for permanent legal status of Afghan refugees. Afghan refugees. Now, I don't think that's such a hard pill to swallow, but this evangelical group is a group of suspicious origin as far as I'm concerned. And what it is they're advocating in the main, I think, is far more destructive. And I believe I found the reason why. They think they're doing the Christian thing. Well, I'm wondering why it is they're taking money from atheists to do it. 866-423-9578. Dial that number, join the conversation. We're back after the break.
If you are 65 or older, you know this. It's really frustrating to deal with out-of-pocket medical expenses, just watching your hard-earned dollars flying out the window. Well, here's something that can really help, and it's worth taking a minute to look into. MediShare is a new option. It's called MediShare 65 Plus. And MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. It really is a community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. It's a great way to fight inflation, too. You can lock in one low monthly price for up to 10 years, and you can use your Medicare-approved doctor, and you also get telehealth 24/7 service, so you don't have to leave your home for the little stuff. Very worth looking into, and it's so easy to find out why people rave about the customer service at MediShare. They're easy to talk to. Call 1-800-PSALM-60. 16. That's 1-800-PSALM-16. 1-800-PSALM-16.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Joe Uplegger for the Safe Money and Income Radio Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on FM 92.7, AM 1500, Faith Talk, Detroit. You can also call Joe now for your complimentary customized Safe Money Kit and Safe Money Book at 866-436-0133. That's 866-436-0133.
And AM 1500, Faith Talk, Detroit. WLQV Detroit from the Salem Media Group. And now, Run to Win. The Darryl Wood Show continues on Faith Talk 1500. Give us a call at 866-423-9578. That's 866-423-9578. Here's your host, Darryl Wood.
866-423-9578. First hour has come and gone. The second will do likewise. If you have anything you want to discuss with me regarding the topics I am opening on the program today, feel free to give us a call. And the rules are simple. If you want to disagree, check your facts, check your premises, and then make your call. It makes for engaging conversation, and we have no problem with disagreement in this forum. What we have a problem with when people want to call to disagree is if they cannot cite the source for their opinion or assertion. 866-423-9578. So we ask you to be ready with your attribution, particularly if you want to disagree. In addition to that, in the previous hour of the program, we talked about the cancellation of Detroit's Labor Day parade. One of our callers, Frank from Port Huron, said that he doubts that a lot of Republicans take part in that parade. I don't know because I've never seen a quantitative analysis, but I do understand where Frank's coming from. The so-called labor movement would tend to favor those of the more progressive bent, but that doesn't mean we don't have folks in the labor movement of the Republican perspective. 866-423-9578. Now, sure, that's not what Frank was insinuating, but the fact of the matter is, Frank's bigger point, and I think his spot-on pronouncement, was that this is just another move by those in power to see exactly how effectively they can control our movements in the name of public health, or in this particular instance, a public health scare. Because there isn't a lot of evidence that would seem to demonstrate that we need to stop gathering in public spaces because of either COVID-19, its latest iteration, the BA.5 variant, or monkeypox, which is not affecting a lot of people at this particular point in time who are not engaged in homosexual sexual activity. 866-423-9578. We also cited the fact that in France, we now have an example of human-to-animal transmission, where the dog, a greyhound owned by two men, is infected with the monkeypox virus. 866-423-9578. We also discussed the fact that in Denmark, they have outlawed the use of the COVID-19 virus on those who are 18 years of age and younger. And it would seem to make sense in light of some of the other research that we are learning in other places. One of the places where they've been very successful in the administration, or at least so we've been told, very successful in the administration of the COVID-19 antivirals is in Iceland. But we are also getting new research out of Iceland that would seem to indicate that people who received two COVID vaccine doses were more likely, the study says, to be reinfected compared to the unvaccinated and those who have only one dose. So it seems as though the more an individual may be dosed, the more likely it appears that individual may be predisposed to reinfection. So says an Icelandic study. 866-423-9578. And I told you that not only has our president been one who has been vaccinated and boosted, He has been infected twice with the COVID virus. Lloyd Austin, Secretary of Defense, you saw pictures of Lloyd Austin, some of you, not only wearing a mask, but he was wearing a face shield months ago to prevent getting COVID-19 and ended up getting it about 7 months ago. And in addition to getting it 7 months ago, we learned again that this week, Lloyd Austin, Secretary of Defense, has COVID-19 again. 866, he's been vaccinated and boosted. 866-423-9578. So maybe the Icelandic study is on to something. 866-423-WLQV. We also talked about the shakeup taking place at the CDC. And we pivoted, as it were, to the political news of the day. There was a bit of a political earthquake in Wyoming last evening, where the incumbent, Liz Cheney, the Republican, was bounced from office by the challenger, Harriet Hageman, the Trump-endorsed candidate.
Wyoming has spoken on behalf of everyone who is concerned that the game is becoming more and more rigged against them. And what Wyoming has shown today is that while it may not be easy, we can dislodge entrenched politicians who believe they've risen above the people they are supposed to represent and serve.
Now, you see, that's a perspective that a lot of Americans share, as opposed to the perspective shared by the loser, Liz Cheney.
2 years ago, I won this primary with 73% of the vote. I could easily have done the same again. The path was clear, but it would have required that I go along with President Trump's lie about the 2020 election. It would have required that I enable his ongoing efforts to unravel our democratic system and attack the foundations of our republic. That was a path I could not and would not take.
So she's blaming Donald Trump for her political demise because she decided to go against the grain. And she's one of eight candidates now being bounced out of the Congress of the United States that called for the impeachment of Donald Trump, then president of the United States. There are two others whose futures look a bit questionable as well. 866-423-9578. Dial that number. Join the conversation on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. Liz Cheney had this to say about Mr. Trump and the big lie.
Over the last several months in the January 6th hearings, the American people have watched dozens of Republicans, including the most senior officials working for President Trump in the White House, the Justice Department, and on his campaign, people who served President Trump loyally, testify that they all told him the election was not stolen or rigged and there was no massive fraud. That's why President Trump and others invent excuses, pretexts for people not to watch the hearings at all. But no citizen of this republic is a bystander. All of us have an obligation to understand what actually happened. We cannot abandon the truth and remain a free nation.
What truth might that be? The truth that Liz Cheney is right, that Donald Trump shouldn't be making assertions that this election may have somehow been rigged, may have somehow been dishonest, may have somehow been decided by other than valid or legitimate means. 866-423-9578. Is that her message? Well, this again is Harriet Hageman, the Trump-supported candidate's message.
Wyoming has drawn a line in the sand that if we put you in power, you will be accountable to us, you will answer to us, and you will do what is in our best interests. And if you don't, we will fire you. Wyoming deserves a real representative in Congress, one that understands Wyoming, one that loves Wyoming, and one that loves Wyoming as much as all of us do. I will be accountable to the voters and citizens of Wyoming because I am one of you. And just like you, I am sick and tired of not having a voice in the U.S. House of Representatives.
So here she is saying that Liz Cheney is the one that no longer represents the voice of the people. And the results from last night's election, where she beat Liz Cheney running away, would seem to indicate that the people agree with her, Harriet Hageman.
Obviously, we're all very grateful to President Trump, who recognizes that Wyoming has only one congressional representative, and we have to make it count. His clear and unwavering support from the very beginning propelled us to victory tonight. Right now, we have the most dangerous and the most destructive administration in U.S. history. President Biden and the radical Democrats are solely responsible for record-breaking inflation, record-breaking illegal immigration, record-breaking human trafficking, record-breaking drug running, and record-breaking energy costs. The wreckage that we are seeing is not by accident, but by design. And it is imperative that we focus like a laser beam on blocking any further damage to our republic. When I am representing you, I will not waste any time. I will fight every day to block the destruction of our country.
That message resonates with people. 866-423-9578. In a minute, you'll hear Liz Cheney, as she made a morning television show appearance, but was rather dodgy about the prospect of what she'll be doing in the future, at least in one respect, politically speaking. 866-423-9578. Jim's in Warren listening to the program. Jim, thanks for your call. Thanks for holding on.
Oh, no problem, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
You had brought up why Biden... not in the White House very much. Well, because if he's in the White House or in Camp David, there's a visitor's log. There's a call log. But when he's at home or he's in South Carolina, there's no visitor's logs. There's no call logs. So, hey, I bought your son's $75,000 painting. I want to have a chat with you. I want to talk to you. So nobody knows when he's at home or in anywhere else, unless he's at the White House or Camp David. Nobody knows who's seeing them and who's talking to them.
That's
a little questionable.
Interesting perspective, to be sure.
And on them breaking down or not having the rally for the labor movement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my grandfather was involved in getting the union into General Motors and Ford, and he kind of got shot at by the Ford secret police at the Rouge River Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad the union's wimpified so much now. They don't really risk very much anymore, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an interesting thought. And like you, I had relatives that were involved in some of that historic union fighting for fair labor practices and wages, Battle of the Overpass and the like. And so I understand exactly what you're saying, Jim, but it seems as though they are more interested in taking the kickbacks that come more easily to them from the political class they support. Just take a look at what's happening with not only this new Inflation Reduction Act of 2022, but the climate agenda and other legislation working its way through the Congress that ends up paying off political favors as a result of the passage of such bills. We have wealth being transferred all over this country to representatives who have supported Democrat Party politics. It's happening right now in the name of fighting climate change and fighting pandemic. Jim?
One other little piece of information. The guy that led the raid on Mar-a-Lago,
mm-hmm.
he was the guy that was behind the plot that was going to arrest or kidnap our governor. He was the one providing the money. He was the one providing the drugs, the girls to the group. You know, you had three or four little guys that are nobodies. You see them at gun shows, you talk to them, and they're kind of like, yeah, they're short of a French fry. And they got all this money and people pushing them, oh, let's go do this. And instead of getting punished, he got promoted. Gee, does he sound just like a government worker? Do a bad job and you get a promotion.
Yeah, they call it failing up. And that's exactly what you had happen in this case. He was in charge of the FBI operations, some of the FBI operations here in the state of Michigan, particularly surrounding the alleged kidnap case against men who were supposedly prepared to kidnap and kill our governor. And once calls of entrapment began to encircle that particular scheme, he was transferred out of Michigan and now is in charge of, or at least a part of, that raid on the president's mansion in Mar-a-Lago, President Donald Trump, that is. Jim, thanks a lot for the call. It's interesting how people are rewarded for their various failures in certain party political circles. 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQV. I mean, look at Kamala Harris. She's Vice President of the United States. What has she done? 866-423-9578. Take a look at Karine Jean-Pierre. Karine Jean-Pierre is the White House Press Secretary, probably the worst one in our lifetime. But she was promoted after Jen Psaki left and went to a cushy broadcast job. Failing up. 866-423-9578. Dial that number. Join the conversation on Run to Win the Darrell Wood Show. Maybe that's what Liz Cheney hopes to do in the months ahead, now that she has been bounced out of political office. On the one hand, she could be hired by some network to do broadcasting and political commentating of one kind or another. You could almost bet it's going to happen. But she was asked in an interview on They're run by NBC, but it's not MSNBC. It's NBC News proper. NBC News and The Today Show entertained Liz Cheney early this morning and asked her what the future holds. And in addition to what the future holds, whether or not she's going to run for elective office again, she was kind of standoffish.
The former president said last night, you're now headed to political oblivion. You said this fight is just beginning. You've even launched a political organization already. So let's just be straight about it. Are you considering running for president yourself?
Well, what I'm going to do, Savannah, is spend the next several months completing my work in Congress, obviously completing my work representing the people of Wyoming. We have a tremendous amount of work left to do on the January 6th committee. And also, though, I'm going to be making sure that people all around this country understand the stakes of what we're facing, understand the extent to which we've now got one major political party, my party, which has really become a cult of personality. And we've got to get this party back to a place where we're embracing the values and the principles on which it was founded. And talking about, you know, fundamental issues of civics, fundamental issues of what does it mean to be a constitutional republic.
But Congressman,
and
you didn't answer me yes or no.
It takes to keep Donald Trump. I will be doing whatever it takes to keep Donald Trump out of the Oval Office.
Well, I know you didn't say yes or no, and that's fine if you're thinking about it. But are you thinking about it? Are you thinking about running for president?
That's a decision that I'm going to make in the coming months, Savannah. I'm not going to make any announcements here this morning, but it is something that I'm thinking about, and I'll make a decision in the coming months.
She'll make a decision in the coming months as to whether or not she continues to fail up. 866-423-9578. Dial that number. Join the conversation on Run to Win the Darrell Wood Show. Jay's in Detroit listening to the program. Jay, what about Liz Cheney?
Yeah, it's a wonderful program. So, Liz Cheney.
You know what, Jay? We can't hear you at all. Your phone's breaking up. We're going to ask Luke Hammond, show's official observer and engineering producer, to get that situation straightened out so that we can hear every word in pristine digital audio. 866-423-9578. Dial that number. If you like Jay or any of the other folks who've called the program today, want to talk with me about the news, the topics, the stories you really care about, there's another individual who is championing Liz Cheney's cause. His name's Adam Kinzinger. He's a Republican politician, too. But he claims to have stepped away from the Republican Party to execute a plan to go after former President Donald Trump, much in the same vein that Liz Cheney has decided to do, and it only cost Liz Cheney her political career. What's it going to cost Adam Kinzinger? Well, you'll hear some of his wild-eyed speculation in just a moment. Let's see if we can pick Jay up again. Jay, let's give it a try again. Go ahead with your comment. Jay, you're on. Well, let's give Jay another chance, Luke, to get it together before we bring him back. 866-423-9578. Adam Kinzinger's on that January 6th commission. All they do is talk in lopsided fashion about how January 6th, the riot at the Capitol in particular, was the fault of the former president of the United States, part of some grand master plan to overthrow democracy, the worst event to happen in the United States and at the Capitol since Civil War time. 866-423-9578. He says, when asked, how's it working with Liz Cheney, particularly on the January 6th commission? He says Liz Cheney is great to work with and has got a singular focus, a focus of chasing Donald Trump, if you will, to the gates of hell. We'll hear that exact quote when we come back from the break, and we'll try to get Jay's phone call back on the air again. 866-423-9578. Run to Win the Daryl Wood Show. We're back after the break.
There's a new and better way to end sleeplessness, a breakthrough system of technologies that naturally resets your brain for deep, restful sleep. Brain Life Center in Auburn Hills has teamed up with GottaHaveItNow.com so you can personally experience and learn about these technologies. Available now through GottaHaveItNow.com, Brain Life Center is offering their initial 90-minute assessment and consultation for just $75. That's half the regular price. Vouchers are ready for you to buy immediately. Visit GottaHaveItNow.com.
This is Daryl Wood. By now, you've all heard me talk about MyPillow and how it has literally changed the way I sleep. The pillows don't go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape, and they're made in the USA. For a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a queen premium MyPillow for $29.98, regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a queen-size premium. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener in square and use the promo code RUNTOWIN. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dreams bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and MyPillow towel sets. Or call 800-919-5912, 800-919-5912, 800-919-5912, and use the promo code RUNTOWIN at checkout.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
In those days, 10 men from all the nations will take hold of the garment of a Jew and say, "We want to go with you, for we know that God is with you." Join Messianic Jewish evangelist Rabbi Kurt Schneider as he shares authentic teaching from the Old and New Testaments, unfolding revelation today for your brighter tomorrow on Discovering the Jewish Jesus.
Right here on Faith Talk Detroit, weekday mornings at 11:30.
This is Pastor Philip Jones from the Blessed Assurance Church of God in Christ. We invite you to tune in every Sunday morning at 6:30 a.m. to our radio broadcast, where you will be inspired, invigorated, and encouraged. Start your morning out with the Word of God in your heart. We also invite you to join our Sunday morning worship service at 11 o'clock a.m. at 3648 Stockton Street in Detroit. Come and let us exalt God's name together.
Faith Talk Detroit, together with Madison Heights Tire and Auto, are official partners of Adopt-A-Cop. Make a difference in the lives of those who put their lives on the line for us every day. Adopt-A-Cop is a prayer program connecting law enforcement officers with individuals, families, or congregations who will pray daily for their safety. To participate, call 734-260-5834 or go to adoptacop.org. Add an additional shield of protection to police officers through the power of prayer. Visit adoptacop.org.
The Bible says to give honor where honor is due. And you know, I listen to your show quite often. Today's to that last segment with CJ. Now, that really touched me. Man, you know, you are doing a great work for the Lord, and I appreciate when you take the time to take to spend your time on the air talking about such things as this. It warms my heart. It makes me just proud of the work that you do for the Lord. And I just want to take a moment today to thank you for obeying God and for being obedient to what he's called you to do. And just, brother, we appreciate you. I want you to know that.
Light of light, 25 minutes past the hour, 866-423-9578. Run to Win the Darryl Wood Show. Republican politician Adam Kinzinger, a rhino Republican in name only, says that when it comes to his association with Liz Cheney, who lost, by the way, in her bid for re-election in Wyoming, will lose her Senate seat. Adam Kinzinger says he enjoys working with her on that January 6th commission. That's nothing but a dog and pony show. Hasn't had much impact on the American public, at least with respect to denigrating the former president of the United States, because as you know, if you've seen any of it, that's all it's doing. 866-423-9578. Nevertheless, Adam Kinzinger says Liz Cheney's going to continue to chase Donald Trump to the gates of hell.
But with Liz, look, I feel the same way, is if I went back 20 months and made the decision about, you know, am I going to impeach Donald Trump, I would have done it in a heartbeat. And Liz feels the same way. You know, it's like, what is it for a man to gain the world but lose his soul? And I think as we've gotten into this committee, you know, Liz and I get along really well. My respect for her was huge, by the way, prior to even all this, and it's grown immensely. She's very determined, very dogged, and she will chase Donald Trump to the gates of hell for sure.
Really? 866-423-9578. Dial that number and join the conversation on Run to Win the Darryl Wood Show. But his own family, apparently in a written note to him, let him know that they're very disappointed in the things he's saying, especially as regards the former president of the United States, whom apparently they support. I guess more importantly, they support the idea of him being a Republican Party politician, which he, of course, no longer really lays claim to. Adam Kinzinger says that he believes that the party is practicing a kind of tribalism related directly to the former president of the United States. And then he goes after pastors for supporting that tribalism.
What about members of your own family? And I ask that not just to get you to, you know, be critical of members of your own family, but because I think they're representative of a lot of Republicans in the country who don't hold elected office and are in thrall to Donald Trump and are voting against Liz Cheney, who otherwise is everything you could want from a conservative Republican.
Yeah, I think it's an important thing to talk about. So first off, I've come to believe over the last year that people, more than even fearing death, we're such a tribalistic people that they fear being kicked out of their tribe. And so you accept anything because now Republicanism or conservatism or Trumpism becomes your identity. And so you're going to stay. Now, my family, look, they're my dad's cousins. I'm going to say this as a Christian myself, the pastors, many pastors in this country are failing their congregation, not even just by, you know, pushing kind of Trumpism from the pulpit, but even refusing to talk about how bad it is, how corrosive it is. And you have people today that literally, I think in their heart, they may not say it, but they equate Donald Trump with the person of Jesus Christ. And to them, if you even come out against this amazing man, Donald Trump, which I mean, obviously quite flawed, you are coming out against Jesus, against their Christian values. And when you go after their religion, that violates the depth of who they are. And I've been kicked out of my tribe, and that's okay.
Nope, I'm just trying to figure it out here. I don't know, who's more impacted by the Trump phenomenon? Is it people who simply supported him, voted for him, and then enjoyed the benefits of having a president who really put America first for 4 years? or is it these people who are kicking and screaming because he was tipping over the gravy train that was pulling into the station from which they were getting fat and happy from, because he didn't need their money or their political favors? 866-423-9578. Pastors, what do you think about what you heard Adam Kinzinger say about you? Particularly those of you who may have, in effect, voted for Donald Trump. Let's face it, Donald Trump is living rent-free in their heads. 866-423-9578. And poor Liz Cheney, she's not going to say whether or not she's going to mount a run for president of the United States. But with the support of a guy like O.J. Simpson, how could she lose?
Watching cable news is all about Liz Cheney. Now, I got to admit, I was not a fan of Liz Cheney. Don't get me wrong. I'm 50-50 on her politics, but I didn't like her. And then I just realized recently the reason I didn't like her had to do with her father, probably my least favorite politician of my adult life, former Vice President Dick Cheney. Then I saw a show the other day, and I saw a quote by Voltaire that said that patriotism was the enemy of mankind.
Now, I've read a little Voltaire. I don't ever remember Voltaire saying that. And I have, believe you me, I've looked. It's just not there. I'm sure he's conflating what he just said that was actually a quote, perhaps made by someone else, being confused by something he saw not that long ago and decided that it might sound or make him sound more intellectual, to sound as though he's quoting Voltaire. But he got it wrong.
Thought about that a little bit. Somehow I started thinking about the Republican Party. And it seemed that fact-based truth and honesty seem to be the enemy of many of these Republican politicians. And Liz Cheney stands up for the truth. And that's got her a lot of heat. She may lose her position in the party. She may even lose her career as a politician. But that is something to be admired, standing up for the truth. That's something I know her father wouldn't have done. So,
O.J. Simpson talking about standing up for the truth? Really?
Right now, I'm kind of a fan of Liz Cheney. In any event, get your shots. Hope you stay healthy. God bless.
Yeah, whatever. 866-423-9578. Yeah, with that kind of intellectual and political firepower, how in the world could Liz Cheney have ever lost? 866-423-9578. Dial that number. Join the conversation on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. Out to the phones we go to say hello to Walter, listening to the program in Ypsilanti. Walter, thanks a lot for your call.
Boy, things just escalating out of control, isn't it, Daryl?
Yes.
Boy, in just a matter of a few weeks, you know. But anyway, Joe, can I give a sidebar note, comment on O.J.?
Go right ahead.
I never knew he was that dumb until he opened his mouth and praised Liz Cheney.
Or tried to quote Voltaire. Yes.
So I thought he was innocent at first. Now I'm starting to think he was guilty of that crime committed years ago. I'll leave it there. I'll leave that there. Talking like that, oh, my goodness, he just revealed his heart. But anyway, let's talk about Miss Liz Cheney. Let me quote a scripture first. Can an audience stand for the reading of God's word? Okay, I'll let you do that part there. But anyway, Proverbs 17:4. A wicked doer and a liar gives heed to a lying, naughty tongue. Translation. This woman went on the lies. That's right. I said she's a wicked doer and a liar. In other words, she got sin in her life. She practices evil. And her and that crooked father of hers. That's right. I said it. But she went on the lies of the Democrats, who she praises and want to be like, about Donald Trump inciting a riot. So that makes her a wicked doer and a liar, Proverbs 17:4. I've never heard anything coming out of her and the Lindsey Graham types and the George W. Bush types, including Jed Clampett Bush, Jeb Bush, against those that were taken to the streets during the shutdowns, COVID shutdowns. I never heard that outrage coming from none of these fake Republicans against the Black Lives Matters, the other club, Antifa, and all the other hellraisers, devil praisers. But yet, they shoot and wound and kill their own. It reminds me when John McCain was more, and who else was that? George W. Bush, who I used to like, who said they will be not throw, they will not sling mud against the Democrats. That's mistake number one. Who said they will not put down the Democrats? Let's be civil. Let's have bipartisanism. But these are the same people that found time, like George Bush. And Liz Cheney is from the George Bush, John McCain camp, her and her father and the rest of them. They found time to praise people like Ted Cruz and Donald Trump. Why is she criticizing a man who's done the best for this country, who's done the better than any Republican did I ever know, keeping his word toward Israel, moving the embassy, who stood up with the pro-lifers and walked with the pro-lifers in that march when her father, George W., didn't do it. And yes, she finds time to criticize Republicans. And by the way, indirectly, she was criticizing you too, Darrell, and me too.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
For supporting him in her lingo there. So these people like her, oh my goodness. And let me say something about Fauci. First of all, what hole did he come back out of? Who can even listen to this man who has lied millions of times during that whole COVID shutdown scam, pan-Democrat scam? Lied every time he opened his mouth, and he's got a nerve. And he, anytime he's the Democrat Party's go-to man, let you know he ain't no good. Who can even listen to this guy trying to give somebody some advice about the monkeypox? By the way, I heard the Democrats are calling it a racist now, trying to make it out of a racist in the news media. But, yeah, he should be ignored, Fauci. They know when to pull him up just in time so they can try to steal the midterm election.
Yeah, that may be the strategy, at least in part, Walter. You have an interesting perspective on these and other events, sir, and we thank you for sharing them with us on the program today. As always, feel free to call again at your earliest convenience, 866-423-9578. Dial that number and become part of the conversation. Gary is listening to the program in Tucson. Gary, thanks so much for being a part of the program today.
Hey, brother. You know, I just heard Adam on your program here saying that inexplicably that we or people believe that Donald Trump is the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
His words, not mine.
Well, he's accusing Christian pastors and those who may attend their churches and hold the same opinion that because Donald Trump is admired for the great work he did, that he is somehow now a kind of Christ or to be worshipped like a Christ. I have no idea where Adam Kinzinger is getting that, and I know no pastor, no preacher anywhere in this country doing any such thing. Gary?
Yeah, quite the opposite. If you remember, not long ago, the illustrious and magnanimous Vida King and her crowd standing around the president, putting hands on him and giving the glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, my friend Ron Edwards, who does the Ron Edwards Notebook mm-hmm. on your station, his wife was heavily involved, Sherry, I believe, in nationwide prayer groups all over the place, tens of thousands of people praying for the president mm-hmm. and the nation and the country and giving the praise and glory where they expect it to go, to God.
That's right.
To the president.
That's right.
And if Donald Trump is the second coming of anything, it's the second coming of George Washington.
Gary, I can't argue with that. I'm simply going to say thanks for the call and the perspective. Feel free to call again, sir, at your earliest convenience. And understand something for those of you who may be newer to the program or may not know it. Gary's an atheist, a professing atheist. And you just heard what he said. He bore witness to the truth. something Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger just can't seem to find the ability to do. 866-423-9578. That just goes to show you, even when you're an atheist, if you love the truth, you eventually find the truth. 866-423-9578. Dial that number. Join the conversation on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show.
Wednesday on Truth for Life, Alistair Begg explains what happens when we don't follow God's calling.
The callings of God never leave a man where they find him. Because when God calls us to move on, if we try and stay stationary, we don't actually stay stationary and we move back.
Find out how and why God called Gideon despite his weaknesses. That's Wednesday on Truth for Life with Alistair Begg.
Alistair Begg, weekday mornings at 8:30 on FM 92.7 and AM 1500. Faith Talk, Detroit.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
Before abortion was legalized, pro-abortion activists claimed tens of thousands of women died from illegal back alley abortions. One of those people, Dr. Bernard Nathanson, later admitted those numbers were totally false. According to the U.S. Vital Statistics, only 39 women died from illegal abortions the year before Roe v. Wade. Today, the extreme pro-abortion organization called Occupy Democrats claims the same outrageous numbers. They also claim Roe was the end of women dying from abortions. This is another lie. Hundreds of women have died from legal abortions since Roe. And those are only the reported ones. Most go unreported. Abortion advocates will say and do anything to keep the lucrative abortion industry humming along while women and their babies suffer.
Like us on Facebook at Life Issues and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
Are you ready for the new school year? Faith Talk Detroit wants to give you an assist, checking items off your child's back-to-school supply list. Go to faithtalkdetroit.com to enter our back-to-school giveaway for a chance to win a backpack filled with school supplies. You can submit an entry one time per day through September 4th. Plus, earn bonus entries by following WLQV Faith Talk Detroit on social media and downloading our app. Get set for school. Enter to win a backpack filled with school supplies at faithtalkdetroit.com.
You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV Faith Talk Detroit in Odyssey Station.
Six six four two three nine five seven eight. Dial that number at 42 minutes past the hour. Let's talk about the news, the topics, the stories you really care about. We've covered quite a bit of ground, but we've still got a lot to cover. 866-423-WLQV. The war of words continues to rage between two political figures, in particular, the governor of Texas and the mayor of New York City. You know, up in New York, Eric Adams, the mayor, continues to want to embrace and welcome as many illegals as will crowd into his city. And at the same time, and out of the other side of his mouth, he's complaining about the strain on the city's resources that is taking place as a result of all the illegals that are being bused to his city by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Greg Abbott says that when it comes to the illegals crossing the border, one of the things that people in cities like New York and perhaps maybe even other cities like Chicago and D.C. don't understand is that it's putting tremendous strain on these border cities on the southern border of the United States. and that that's going to become a problem for all of us before too long. Now, that being the case, we are continuing to see this flood of immigrants crossing into the country almost unchecked. The number has now approached 2 million. 2 million, and that's this year. And that's not including the people that got into the country unchecked. 2 million illegals in the country that have had interactions with Customs and Border Protection. And the fact of the matter is, many of them are coming because they are pretty sure they're going to be able to get in, like this Venezuelan immigrant. And I guess that's a little more benevolent of me to call him an immigrant, but he is an illegal crossing into the United States and then trying to claim that he is seeking asylum.
Venezuela.
¿Eres venezolano? ¿De dónde es usted, señor?
Venezuela.
¿Eres venezolano?
Sí.
¿Cuándo entraste a los Estados Unidos?
Hace 4 días.
¿Y aquí estás en un albergue?
Es una iglesia.
¿Y a dónde vas usted?
Voy a Washington, D.C.
¿Vas a ir en el bus del gobernador del estado?
Sí.
¿Y cuándo piensas llegar en Washington, D.C.?
Hoy, supuestamente.
Oh, ¿van a salir hoy?
Ahorita a la una.
So he's been in the country for a while, as you hear him conversing with someone who speaks his native tongue. And having been in the country for a while, he was then offered the opportunity to get on a bus and go to Washington, D.C. He was asked whether or not he was being forced to go. He said no. He'd never been to Washington, D.C. before, but he's pretty interested in getting on that bus and actually going. And that's what Greg Abbott is doing. He's making sure that the folks in Washington and the folks in New York and elsewhere understand what he and the rest of the folks in Texas and other border states are actually dealing with. That, as Eric Adams continues to try and make it sound as though he's all in for welcoming illegals to the United States of America. Eric Adams, the mayor of New York.
We're finding that some of the families are on the bus that wanted to go to other locations, and they were not allowed to do so. They were forced on the bus with the understanding that they were going to other locations that they wanted to go to, and when they tried to explain, they were not allowed to do so. So our goal is to immediately find out each family's need and give them the assistance that they want. Some families have relatives in other cities. We want to be supportive of making sure that they're able to receive that. But it's also important that we coordinate our effort. This amazing union here, the taxi union, is here to assist to transport families to shelter location. It's unimaginable that what the governor of Texas has done. When you think about this country, a country that has always been open to those who were fleeing persecution and other intolerable conditions, we've always welcomed that. And this governor is not doing that in Texas, but we are going to set the right message, the right tone of being here for these families.
Oh, he sounds just so magnanimous, doesn't he?
Public officials across the country, they do need to realize the magnitude of the chaos created by Biden's open border policies.
That's Governor Greg Abbott from Texas.
They're up in arms about a few thousand people coming into their communities over the past few months. Listen, in any one sector in the state of Texas, we have more than 5,000 people come across that sector every single day. And so, listen, we're full in the state of Texas. Our communities are overrun. And I started busing people to Washington, D.C. when local officials could not handle the number of people that had come across our border. And it's time that these officials in New York, and I'm glad you mentioned the New York Times, they haven't reported about this. They haven't written about the chaos at the border. Maybe finally the New York Times will also start talking about the chaos at the border caused by the Biden administration's change of all the measures that were put in place by President Trump, where President Trump actually did secure the border.
Yeah, President Trump secured the border. Eric Adams says, I'm going to start sending some folks from New York to Texas.
I am deeply contemplating taking a busload of New Yorkers to go to Texas and do some good old-fashioned door knocking because we have to, for the good of America, we have to get him out of office.
Do we need to get him out or do we need to get you out? 866-423-9578. Next, evangelical leaders calling for permanent legal status for Afghan refugees. Run to Win the Daryl Wood Show back after the break.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The fact of pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get.
The things you do still amaze me. You lift worry and depression. And then you pronounce the blessing. You help me to win. Every challenge in mine. And when the trouble comes, you help me win.
52 minutes past the hour, final segment of the program. Of course, we tried to cram in as much as we could. We just can't get it all in. 866-423-9578. But there is this. A year later, evangelical leaders are urging Congress to allow Afghans who were brought to the United States of America, excuse me, as a result of that withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan, which we talked about on the program yesterday, evangelical leaders calling for Congress, urging members to pass legislation that would allow Afghans who were evacuated and paroled into the United States to apply for permanent legal status. Now, these people don't even have refugee status, and many of these people have not been vetted because of the unique urgency of the evacuation. They say, however, these evangelical leaders believe that most Afghans who were brought to the U.S. were not formally admitted as refugees, and in most cases, Afghans were admitted via humanitarian parole, which only allows them to stay and work lawfully in the U.S. temporarily, with most lacking a different path, or a direct path, I should say, to apply for permanent legal status. Should we allow these individuals who we brought to this country from war-torn Afghanistan because of a failed evacuation policy by the current president, should we allow them to achieve permanent legal status in this country? Earlier this week, a bipartisan Afghan Adjustment Act, which would allow Afghans to apply for permanent status, was introduced in both chambers of the U.S. Congress. Quote, as individuals and church communities have welcomed and built friendships with Afghan arrivals over the past year, they have heard the significant stress that this indefinite status has placed on these new residents of their communities. Quote, we need Congress to act quickly, passing legislation to allow Afghans paroled into the U.S. to apply for permanent legal status. The letter also highlights evangelical Christians' ongoing concern for Afghans and their family members who remain at risk, stuck in Afghanistan or in precarious situations in neighboring countries. That being the case, they're not only advocating this for the Afghans, but this same group that you hear talking about the Afghans is also in favor of extending this kind of treatment to other illegals who are entering the country as well. 866-423-9578. The group refers to itself as the Evangelical Immigration Table, EIT. That sounds just a little too liberal for my taste. I'm not against people being able to stay in the country if, in fact, as we took them out of Afghanistan, we're able to properly vet them and then make sure that they aren't going to turn around and harm this country, but actually want to become law-abiding and contributing citizens to the United States of America. But politics makes for strange bedfellows, especially where these evangelicals enter the picture. The marriage between a group of evangelical Christian organizers and George Soros has birthed this new organization called the Evangelical Immigration Table. EIT reportedly does not legally exist and is an arm of the George Soros-funded National Immigration Forum, which as a neutral third-party institution facilitated EIT's $250,000 radio ad campaign, urging evangelicals across the country to back mass legalization of illegal immigrants. 866-423-9578. So if the EIT is just a front, then what exactly is the National Immigration Forum? NIF received over $3 million from George Soros' Open Society Institute between 2009 and 2010 alone, as well as $1 million from the left-wing Ford Foundation. Furthermore, Sojourners is also a recipient of Soros' money, and their president and CEO, Jim Wallace, is prominent in EIT. All roads seem to lead to Soros. As a cursory glance into the funding of many religious organizations that have publicly advocated for the recent amnesty legislation find their way back to this Hungarian American's bountiful leftist checkbook. 866-423-9578. So why are these evangelicals, particularly those within the Evangelical Immigration Table, EIT, taking money from this atheist? 866-423-9578. Danny's listening to the program in Sterling Heights. Danny, thanks for the call.
How you doing, sir?
Well, thank you.
All right. My question is, if we have these people who are interested of getting these Afghans to stay in the United States legally, why they didn't work on these legal applications for these people who applied legally to come to this country, especially for these who were displaced from the Middle East, let's say those Christians who were fled from their countries, and they are everywhere in the Middle East waiting for 7 years at least.
It's an excellent question, Danny.
Yeah, they're killing themselves of helping these people, and we don't know anything about their backgrounds. At least we have people who are here, and they're waiting for their families, you know, to reunite it. And nobody is doing anything for them.
That's an excellent point, Danny. I wish that we had more time to take it up. Do feel free to call us again when we can discuss this in even more detail. But in the meantime, my friend, feel free to call again at your earliest convenience. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to talk a little bit more about this on the next edition of the program, Good Lord Willing, in this, the greatest nation in the history of the planet.
Can't tune in to WLQV at the office? Check out our live stream on FaithTalkDetroit.com. We're everywhere. FaithTalkDetroit.com. Whether you're on the mountaintop or in the valley, we're here. Be encouraged on the new FM 92.7 and AM 1500 Faith Talk Detroit and FaithTalkDetroit.com.
You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV Faith Talk Detroit in Odyssey Station.
News this hour from townhall.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.